For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. This is part two of some dialogue I was able to find on the origins of the drug war featuring Noam Chomsky.
And marijuana, it was declared by Congress that marijuana makes people insane. But then something happened. It turned out that lawyers, defense lawyers, got the idea, okay, I can use this for an insanity defense. So if a guy was found, you know, who killed three cops, his lawyer would say, well, you know, he had marijuana before, so he was insane, so he can't do anything. And people were getting off on charges, you know, like cop killing, for example, on the claim that they had marijuana. So all of a sudden it was discovered that marijuana doesn't make you insane. Congress decided, sorry, it doesn't make you insane because we want to wipe that out. The next idea was marijuana is an entry drug. It's the drug you take and then you go on to something else. Well, there was never any evidence for that. But that was decided. And then in the early 50s, something else happened. Marijuana is being brought in here by red Chinese to poison the American population and destroy us, you know. So therefore, we got to stop marijuana. And it kind of goes on like this. Actually, the peak of marijuana use was, as I said, in the 70s. But that was rich kids, so you don't throw them in jail. You know? And then it got seriously criminalized. You know, you really throw people in jail for it when it was poor people. I mean, that's roughly the history. The detailed history is quite interesting. I once heard a speech. There's a legal historian, a guy named, I think, Charles Whitebread or something, who teaches now at UCLA, who's the main historian of marijuana. And I once heard a speech that he was giving to the judges of California. You know, he was talking about the history of marijuana. This is about 10 years ago. He made a prediction. He said he predicted that tobacco was going to be criminalized in the United States. And the reason was it was becoming class-related. And when a drug, historically, when a drug has become class-related, it generally gets criminalized. And in fact, something like that's happening.
The prohibition of tobacco products? Here to talk about it is Ethan Nadelman of the Drug Policy Alliance.
Is that when the use of a particular drug is done by people across society, from the wealthy to the poor, nobody talks about criminal prohibition. But when the numbers of consumers diminish, and when the consumers become disproportionately people who are young and poor and people of color, that's when criminal prohibitions begin to become acceptable. Nobody talked about making the opiates illegal in the 19th century when most of the users were middle-class white women. But when the users started to become disproportionately people of color, Chinese immigrants and what have you, that's when the first prohibition laws came along. But when it became identified with black men in the South 100 years ago, that's when we got criminalization.
America, land of the incarcerated and home of the paranoid. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.